So are you a thankful person? So you think about that this morning. A lot of times when we hear a question like that, we go back to the last time we thanked somebody. We had, of course, I've done it, okay? Probably everybody in here has done it at some point in their life, told somebody thank you for something you've done, they've done for you. But are you a thankful person? Is this a part of the routine of your life where you are thankful for the people that are in it, for the people who are around you, for the people that God has put in your life? And this is one of those things, it's real easy to say, of course I am. And then if you just start examining a little bit, you might find, oh, I'm really not sure. And this all got started because I was reading something about 3 weeks ago, and sometimes you'll just bump across these articles that are like, this is really interesting. So this was done by Forbes magazine to find out about if people were thankful or not. So here's what they found, that 3 in 5 Americans, okay, so if there's, you know, 5 in your row, 3 of you are like this, right, say they would rather do something else than reflect on what they are thankful for, okay? And it's like, really? I don't think that's me, right? That's got to be the other 5 people, right? The other 3 people, okay? And that's not me. But just think about that. That's quite a large number. The 3 out of every 5 people said, I'd rather do something else than reflect on what they're thankful for. Now, fortunately, they just didn't leave it that way and go, America's terrible. What's wrong with you people? Knock it off, okay? They actually dug a little bit deeper because some of the statistics tell us why this is probably true, okay? 71% say the holidays, starting with Thanksgiving, cause them stress, okay? So if you're going to tie doing something, being thankful, with something that causes you stress, guess what you don't want to do? Do the thing that causes you stress. And isn't this true? This is just kind of magnified over the years that what used to be seasons we look forward to at times can become very stressful. Sometimes they're stressful because we have more family and divided families, and we've got to go to several. So it's not just one Thanksgiving, it's 5 Thanksgivings, right? To make everybody in the family happy that you went to every single group. Sometimes that happens around Christmas as well. And so what's supposed to be a time to reflect and give thanks, all of a sudden get a lot of stress added to it. And all of a sudden we're like, maybe I'd rather not do that. But 92% believe that the holidays are a time to say thanks to friends and family. It's almost like, who did you talk to, right? But this is true of us. We ought to just acknowledge this today, that we know this is a season to do this. We know there are built-in times that we have so that we'll do this. But we got to admit, there are times when things are stressful and things are difficult, and we just forget. And if we would be honest with ourselves this morning, as we're going to dive into a couple of passages in Scripture, we just might find, you know, I'm not as thankful as I think I am. And perhaps today there's something you can do about that. Okay? So we know we should be thankful. We think we are thankful. Are we thankful? Is the question that we are going to ask this morning. So we're going to look at 2 examples. One in the first part of your Bible called the Old Testament, and a book called Ecclesiastes. It is something that Solomon wrote, and some of it is his just, I tried all these things and everything's meaningless. But part of it is his observations from watching the world around him. And then we're going to hit probably a very more familiar story in the book of Luke that Jesus encountered, that both give us examples, and I think both are going to help us just kind of answer that question, am I a thankful person? Because we want to be thankful people. In fact, for all the parents in the room, don't we try to get our kids to do this, okay? If you've ever been there where you take that pile of thank you notes, remember a few years ago, Stephen graduated from high school, right? The party was awesome. He thought this is great. And then he goes, Stephen, come here. Boom, here's the thank you notes. And, right? And for weeks you're on him, Stephen, get it done, Stephen, get it done, Stephen, get it done. Why? You're going to be thankful, okay? You're going to be thankful, you're going to be thankful. We've all done this, haven't we? As parents, we all want to make sure we, like, build this into our kids, and we make them say thank you, and we make them write thank you notes, and, you know, why? So they'll do it to their kids because our parents did it to us. Let's just be honest about that. And we want them to be thankful, and so we want to be thankful. So Ecclesiastes, here's the first thing that Solomon writes, okay? And he says, here is another bit of wisdom that impressed me as I watched the way our world works. So he just noticed this. He's observed this, and he's recorded this for us. so that we could kind of gain maybe a little bit of insight and wisdom from what he observed and from what he saw. There was a small town with only a few people, and a great king came with his army and besieged it. Uh-oh, we had a problem, right? We're a small town, few resources, big king, big army, come around, we're done, it's over, it's finished, what do we do, okay? But then he says something happened, okay? A poor, wise man knew how to save the town, right? He had a plan, he was a genius, whatever. And so, Solomon said it was rescued. Guess what happened? Against all odds, this guy came up with a plan. They put that plan into action, and it worked. The town was saved, okay? So you would think what would happen at this point, right? They named the courthouse after the guy. I don't know, right? They'd name a street after him. They'd hold a parade. They would do something. Solomon said something crazy happened. You know what it was? Afterward, no one thought to thank him. Wait a minute, aren't we saved? Aren't we rescued? Isn't this awesome that we've been delivered from this? Nobody thanked the guy. Now, I'm certain if you stopped the local, you know, whatever, okay, in Solomon's days and pulled people aside and said, hey, remember what he did for us? Oh yeah, the guy was awesome. He saved us. I am so thankful for him. But nobody told him that. Isn't that incredible? Nobody told him that. Nobody said, nobody stopped, nobody pulled him aside, nobody dropped a note, nobody stopped to thank him for what he did to rescue the town. Now, Solomon looks at this and he says this. So even though wisdom is better than strength, okay, this guy didn't have much, but he had a plan, and he knew how to do it. Those who are wise will be despised, he says, if they are poor. Can you tell you what Solomon thought? He just got overlooked. He's a poor, wise guy, right? He's just, you know, he's a guy who doesn't have a lot of resources, doesn't have a lot of money, maybe doesn't have the nicest house, okay? You look at him and think, I don't think I can get much from him. I don't think he can offer me a lot. You overlook him, you pass him by, and yet he's the one that rescued and saved the town. This is his point. And what they say will not be appreciated for long. That's what he said. You know, there are some people who say some incredible things and have helped us in our life, and guess what? We have totally forgotten about their impact on us, okay? So let me start at the end of this little section and say, who are the people in our life who haven't thought about thanking? We just haven't thought about it. You know, maybe the contribution just gets overlooked in our life because we got so many other things going on, but if it wasn't for them, and the consistent things that they do for us, and the things that they've done to help us, we wouldn't be where we are. And I'm reading this, I'm going, I wonder who I have overlooked, right? I wonder if I, because we just do this. We overlook people. So right now, we are in a campaign as a church. Some of you know that, some of you are new this morning, it's so good that you are here. So we're in this campaign because one of the drives we want to have over the next couple years is to pay off the debt we have from this building. So we have this campaign. And so you know what? You discover in the midst of this, okay? So this building's been here about 13 years. And what we discovered is there's been a couple people, and I mean a couple people, okay, who for those 13 years have consistently given every month to help the building. Okay? Right? We're gonna do a big campaign, right? We're trying to get everybody going. And yet there's been a couple people who've been incredibly faithful for many years. And we just overlook it, right? It just, well, it's every month. It just goes in. It's just the way it is. And we just do that at times. There are people who have made a difference in our life that we've just overlooked. And we haven't thought about it. And we haven't stopped to pause and say, who should I thank in my life? That I probably just haven't thanked. They have a huge contribution to my life. They've helped me in ways they probably don't even know. And I need to pause and stop and just make sure that they are thankful. We have all overlooked people. All of us in the room, we're all in this category. We've all overlooked people who have made a difference in our life. Let me give you an example of this. So when's the last time you thanked the people who take your garbage? Probably like never, right? Why, I run them a check, isn't that good enough, right? Maybe some of you have your farm, right? We don't think about that. We would think about it if they didn't show up and it just kept piling up, right? And just piling up, and what are we going to do about this, right? We would think about it then. We had all sorts of animals around getting everything. We would think about then, but because it's consistent, repetitive, and it happens off, we just totally overlook it. We totally overlook it, and there's probably lots of things like this in our life that people have done. People have serviced us, they've helped us, and we've just totally overlooked it. Maybe today we can stop overlooking it. And there's that one person that God will bring to our mind that you can just stop and pause and thank them. And you can send them a text, write them a note, however you want to take care of that, but you can just thank them for what they have done in your life. Now, a more familiar story that Jesus had and what he encountered. And Luke records this for us in his accounts of the life of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, okay? And some of you be like, oh yeah, I've heard this one before, okay? And so there's an interesting thing that happens in this story as well about the whole idea of what it means to give thanks and are we thankful people? As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria, and he entered a village there. So Jesus would do this quite often. There's this section, if you've ever bumped into this, as you've done Bible reading, and you've run the word Samaria or Samaritan, like I think I've heard that, yeah, good Samaritan, okay, that Jesus would reference, he would run into these people. The Jewish people didn't like them, they stayed away from them, they tried to avoid them. Jesus didn't. Okay, so quite often, John 4, the story of the woman at the well, is a woman from Samaria that Jesus encounters. When he tells the story of what it means to be a good neighbor, you know, he chooses a good Jewish, no, he chooses a Samaritan, and they're probably just outraged that he did that and made the hero of the story a Samaritan. And so here he goes again. He's in one of those villages right on the border, and he's going to encounter some people, and you got to see what happens here. 10 men with leprosy, okay? So this is skin disease. They didn't have any cure for it. All they know is if you got it, you're done, okay? You packed up, you moved out, you lived with other people who had it, and you just try to stay away from people because you'd give it to them. And all they knew back then is if you got it, sorry, okay? Plan your funeral. It's going to happen soon enough, all right? That's all they knew. They didn't know how to take care of it. They didn't know what to do about it. And so that's what these guys have. So they've all packed up, they've left home, and Jesus has hit somewhere in the vicinity of where they are, okay? Because it tells us at a distance, they cried out. They had to stay so many feet away, it was all in the law because of this disease. So they're yelling at him, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. As they see him, they've probably heard about Jesus, they've heard about the things he's done, the stories about people that he's healed, and they're like, okay, we had no shot. That guy is our shot. And they're screaming at him from a distance, okay? So he looked at them and said, go show yourself to the priest. That's what you had to do, okay? If you thought it got better, if you thought it went away, the local priest, okay, how great his job was, he got to tell you that news, okay? Hey, great, go back home. Sorry, pack it up. You know, you're with that guy, okay? How great is that? How would you like that to be your job? That's the priest's job, okay? And so as they went, okay, so they all look and go, well, what else are we going to do, right? Just stay here and die, or maybe something has happened. So as they went, so they took this action step, okay? Not to say, I don't know, why don't you just heal us now? Why do we have to go and do something, okay? But they did something. They took an action step. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. So they noticed it was gone. Okay? Everything changed now. Okay? You had to pack up. You had to leave home. You had to separate from everybody. You had to scream at a distance from people. And all of that is over. Okay? And they're all healed. One of them. Okay? Wait a minute. How many did we start with? We started with 10. Okay? We started with 10 guys. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, praise God. Okay? Now, you can see that Jesus is going to pick up on this. That out of 10 guys, one of them, only one of them comes back in order to make some acknowledgement about what has happened. We would say one of them decided, I'm not just going to feel thankful, I'm going to be thankful. I'm just not going to feel a sense of gratitude towards someone who has done something for me. I'm actually going to go in. Do something about it. So he came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God." And he fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. And there's our little footnote now. What is it? This man was a Samaritan. Okay? Once again, the person in the story, the person that changes everything, is one of the people that the Jewish people have been like, "Oh no, not again." Another person who does it right, and they're a Samaritan. The guy that comes back, he's a Samaritan. Okay? And so Jesus asks a question. "Wait a minute. Didn't I heal 10 men? And where are the other 9? And this next phrase is really, really important. Sometimes you skip over it. Has no one returned to get on the ground and thank me for saving their life?" No, that's not what he says. He is actually not going to tell them they should have given thanks to him. He's going to do something bigger. "Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Now, this is a big idea that I want us to make sure we grasp this morning. That as followers of Jesus, being thankful is a lot bigger deal than we might think it is. It's a lot bigger than we make it out to be. It's a lot bigger than enough. There's something bigger that happens when you and I have grateful hearts, and then we put that into action and we thank somebody for what they have done for us. The first rent story. And Jesus said to the man, "Go, stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." But do you catch that phrase? Okay, so 10 were grateful, and 1 decided to communicate it. Okay, so the question is, the statement is, we're not just forgetting a polite thing, right? We want our kids to be thankful. Why? Because it's a polite thing to do, right? We want to please polite kids. We don't want our kid to be talked about as, you know, the jerk, right? The bully, the person, right? So we're gonna build all of this into him. But you understand that when we follow Jesus, thanking somebody takes on a different added component. And it's not just that we are forgetting a polite thing. It's not that you just forgot the person who did something for you. It's not that you just didn't write that note, didn't stop to say thank you for what they have done for you. It's not just that you forgot something polite that you should have done. We also, because we follow Jesus, and this is what Jesus tells us happens, we rob God of glory. We rob God of glory. Most of us don't think, "I don't think about that. Hey, by me not doing that, I rob God of glory." I just don't think that way. Most of us probably don't. We just think, "Oh, yeah, I should have done it. Been polite. It would have been nice. It would have looked like a good person." No, 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 no. Forget all that for a moment. If you are here and you are following Jesus, when we don't do this, we actually just rob God of glory. Because what did the guy come back and say? First of all, "Praise God, I am healed." And he thanks Jesus. And in the thanking of him for his healing, he's actually reflecting and giving glory to God for what he has done for him. And so, you and I, when we forget this, when we're like the story of Solomon, and we just kind of overlook people, it's not just that we're forgetting something polite, something that would make us a good person. You are doing something, I'm doing something, that we're actually taking something from God, and we are robbing him of glory. That gratitude unexpressed communicates in gratitude. What happens when we don't express it, we are communicating absolutely the wrong thing. Jesus made this statement early on, and he's just adding to it now in this. He's actually just following up on this. In the Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Let your good works, right, be displayed before men, that they will see your good deeds and thank you for them." No. "And glorify your Father who is in heaven." It's the same kind of picture. So Jesus is taking, hey, remember what I taught you about that when that you do things? And you don't do things so other people will praise you. You don't do things just because they're good. You do things so that hopefully it points people to God because of the things that you are doing. He just adds to it here and says, guess what? That's what happens when we don't thank people. When we don't communicate gratitude. That gratitude unexpressed communicates ingratitude. I know you felt it. All 10 guys felt it. You could have pulled them all. Are you thankful? Of course I'm thankful. My life is back in order. I can move back home. Everything has changed. I can go back to work. I can do all the things I did before, and it was all taken away from me because of this disease. Okay, but do you know how you're going to look in 2,000 years? Okay, the rest of you 9 people, we're all going to go back and say thank you, Jesus. You know how you're going to look in 2,000 years? Okay, some guy's going to get up in a building, and he's going to say, you're looking grateful, okay? They didn't feel that way. They certainly didn't feel that way. Their life was back. But it looks that way because they never expressed it. And that's what happens when you and I are silent. We miss opportunities to express things, and we actually communicate the thing that we don't want to communicate, is that we are ungrateful for what people have done for us. So, we need a challenge this week, right? You need something else to do, something to put on your to-do list, right? Because you're just bored and you have all this time on your hand, right? So you're like, ah. Okay? Here goes. And this doesn't have to be hard. It really doesn't have to be hard. This doesn't have to be difficult. Because prior to talking this morning, some of you already thought about, oh, I don't think I ever thanked so-and-so for what they did for me. Okay? You've probably already had that thought. Okay? I want you this week, and I want you to do it not because you need to be polite, and we're gonna make you all polite people and nice to each other, okay? That's not how I want you to do this. I want you to do this because I want you to live out what Jesus said to do. In following him, it means that what I can do is give glory to God. I want you to thank someone you have overlooked. And in doing that, give glory to God. Thanking God for that person. And let them know how important it is for what they have done for you and the impact they have had in your life. Thank someone you have overlooked. Because all of us do this. It's just something we do. And I know we all have busyness as an excuse. And you're like, look at my calendar, okay? It's terrible. It's busy, okay? Get on social media. Get on text, okay? So if you go old school and write a note, awesome. Do that, okay? But do it. Take an action step and thank someone you've just overlooked. You got busy. You got during a busy time in your life, but they stepped in and they did something for you. And this is a week, I'm not going to overlook it. We're going to take one person, and we're going to thank them. And in doing so, we're going to thank God for that person and what they did in our life at that moment. That's the challenge for the week. One person this week that you can, and you know, you need help, okay? If you need help with this, okay, I'll tell you a couple things. Number one, if you're in the room and you're married, just ask your spouse. They'll tell you. It's probably them, okay? And don't nudge them, okay? But they'll probably tell you it's probably me that you've overlooked, right? Because, you know, the longer you're married, the more you just take things for granted. They always do it. They're always there. They're always doing this for you, okay? So that might be it. But they also could help you remember somebody who has had an impact in your life. I'm gonna bet you if you're on social media, if you just look through your friends list, okay, there's been people who have had an impact in your life, and you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that person, and back at camp, they prayed with me, or we worked together, you know, on a missions trip, or we did this together, and so this week you can stop overlooking them. One person. It starts with one person. If we just say thank you, if we would give God the glory for putting them in our life, makes all the difference. And we can take a situation in which we are communicating in gratitude, the one thing we don't want to communicate, and we can flip that around this week, and we can start expressing gratitude to the people who have made all the difference in our lives. So as we pray this morning, as I pray for us and for us to figure this out this week, you would just ask God, who's the one person I've overlooked that I can stop this week, and I can send them a message, and I can express the gratitude I have failed to express for as many years as it is that they were in my life, and you can thank God for that impact. So if you just bow your heads and close your eyes for a moment, I just want to pray for us that God would help us to do this, because without God's help, we're just going to miss those people all over again, and that we would carry through with that this week. Dear Heavenly Father, I know I'm in a room where we are all thankful. We're all thankful we could get up this morning and come and worship you. We know we have brothers and sisters in Christ in places like China that cannot do this. If they do, and they are found, their building gets bulldozed. They get fingerprinted and sent away. And Father, we realize we have it so well living where we are. And unfortunately, having it so well, we just get lazy sometimes. We just forget to tell people how grateful we are for what they've done for us. And Father, I just pray you would remind us all of one person this week, that we can take a situation where we're communicating something we don't want to communicate, and that's that we're not grateful for them. And we can turn it around. We can express our gratitude, and we can thank you for putting them in our life at the right moment, at the right time, when we needed some encouragement, we needed some help, we needed a meal, we needed a friend, we needed somebody just to help us. Father, you are so good. You have put people in our life over and over again who have helped us. It's time we start doing what you have called us to do as your followers. Express gratitude, give glory to you for the people that you have put in our life. Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us, for all the people that you put in our path. There are no accidents. You are the architect of circumstances, and you put everything together in such timely and incredible ways of putting people to intersect our lives at just the moment we need what they can give us. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Help us to become thankful people and express that. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me just for a couple moments here hit some announcements. Christmas tea is coming up.